austerity at a basic level is a way for international financiers, in other words, the financial ruling class in, within the Western world, for them to shift the burden of this economic crisis, of this depression, from themselves, those who created the crisis, to the working people and to the poor all across Europe. And I think we see good examples of that in Greece, because Greece is probably the most advanced case of this, but essentially paying for their own gambling debts, for their own malfeasance on the backs of the working class and the poor. And that's essentially what austerity is. So when we're talking about the gouging of social services, the attack on organized labor, or whatever facet of this austerity movement you want to talk about, it should be seen from this prism of the shifting of the burden onto the backs of the working class and the poor. And as I mentioned with Greece, for example, Greece is the one that everyone knows, but the same thing is happening in Spain, where unemployment is at 25%, 50% for people under the age of 26, I believe. We're seeing similar things in Ireland, in Portugal, in Italy, as you mentioned. And it's all within this broad context of making the middle class, the working class, and the poor pay for the malfeasance of the rich.
And Eric, one of the things that really sticks with me is that Goldman Sachs and other investment banks had a role in creating the financial crises, particularly in Greece. And they are also the vultures who have helped set the terms for the bailouts that come from the World Bank and the IMF, and that come, as Naomi Klein has pointed out, with these incredible terms that force a rollback in wages across the board, drastic changes to labor contracts and the role of organized labor in these countries. Of course, pension cuts are a part of it, but also privatization. And this is one of the kinds of disaster capitalism that Naomi Klein has written about. And a lot of people, unless you read carefully, haven't really understood that in Greece, the austerity program includes the sell-off of virtually every public agency or property, airports, sewage plants, water treatment plants. So the public sector is being picked off in a forced privatization. And I think most people are aware of the rollbacks in wages and some of the other terms, but not this privatization aspect of it.
That's absolutely right. And I would caution people who are looking at this from outside to not think of this in the way that the shock therapy that Naomi Klein talked about in her famous book, Shock Doctrine, of the early 90s in Russia, for example, or even of some of the other parts of Eastern Europe. This is a distinctly different phenomenon for a number of reasons. I think the most obvious and most critical reason is because this is really kind of being done at the barrel of a financial gun in the midst of a worldwide economic crisis. We could call it depression. We could call it the Great Recession. These terms, I think, are sort of not as important as focusing on the fact that this is a privatization program where they're putting the Greek government. Now, I have many negative things to say about the current Greek government, but it is in a position where they've been forced by Draghi, the European Central Bank, the European Commission, and the IMF into essentially choosing between two incredibly bad options. And unfortunately, they're choosing the pro-European banker, anti-Greek people option, which I think eventually is going to lead to their own demise.